The Chinese government began a genocide campaign in East Turkestan against the majority Uyghur population of that region, trapping as many as 3 million people into concentration camps, forcibly sterilizing entire villages of women, and using gruesome torture practices such as rape with electric batons to subdue the population. Evidence also suggests that China is harvesting live organs from political prisoners to sell on the black market. China dismissed the statement as primarily signed by developed European countries, but among the signatories were African states Eswatini and Liberia, as well as Pacific Island states Palau and Marshall Islands and Latin America's Guatemala and Honduras. Cuba's statement defending China from genocide concerns, in contrast, was signed by some of the world's most notorious abusers of their own people: North Korea, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Zimbabwe, Venezuela, Russia, Belarus, and Turkmenistan, among others. Also appearing on the list are Nayib Bukele's El Salvador, Chinese military base host Djibouti, and Myanmar, itself facing years of evidence that it is committing genocide against its ethnic Rohingya Muslim population. Respect for sovereignty, independence and territorial integrity of states and non-interference in internal affairs of sovereign states represent basic norms governing international relations. Hong Kong, Xinjiang and Tibet-related issues are China's internal affairs that brook no interference by any external forces, the statement read in part. We oppose politicization of human rights and double standards. We also oppose unfounded allegations against China out of political motivation and based on disinformation and interference in China's internal affairs under the pretext of human rights, the statement read, referring to the heavily documented genocide. China's foreign ministry applauded Cuba and its allies for defending its genocide of the Uyghur people on Wednesday. Once again, nearly 100 countries at the Human Rights Council spoke up for justice. And once again, the attempt of a handful of Western countries to attack and smear China on Xinjiang, Hong Kong and Tibet has been thwarted, Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin declared in his regular briefing on Wednesday. This fully shows that political manipulation through human rights issues and interference in other countries' internal affairs will find no support and will never succeed. Wang went on to claim that those few Western countries that signed the initial statement, including, presumably, Palau and Liberia, ignore and trample upon human rights. They are the number one origin of human rights tragedies in the world, Wang claimed. The Chinese state newspaper Global Times similarly celebrated Cuba and the other dictatorships supporting it in a column featured on its homepage on Friday, declaring, "No country wants to be subject to U.S. hegemony when it explores its own path of human rights." The initial anti-genocide statements was submitted by the Netherlands. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.